You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host, Chris Chambers, and I am here today and have the honor and privilege of having a conversation with Mr. Ralph Colello. How are you doing today, Ralph?
Very well, thank you.
Good, man. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. Of course, Ralph is the owner of Custom Discount Blinds here in Spring Hill, Florida. Ralph, what we want to do, we want to talk about you a little bit. We want to know about your family. We want to know how you got here to Spring Hill. Where you're from. I want to talk about your business, how you got into this particular business, kind of what your business background is as well. And then we want to talk about how you got involved with BNI a little bit, as this, again, is the Winning Edge podcast. In particular, you've been pretty instrumental in one of the power teams that we have in our chapter. So we want you to talk to us a little bit about what that has meant to you, what it means to the other members of the power team, and why someone who may not be in a power team right now might want to really push forward and try to get one established for themselves or for their particular industry. And then we also want to know what good clients would be for you, what good referrals would look like for you. And then what I like to do is end with a brief rapid fire section. So we'll end the episode that way. Okay.
Okay.
All right, man. So as I like to ask, who is Ralph Colello?
Oh, Ralph Colello. I'm married to Robin Colello for 45 years. Come this Saturday, November 23rd. I have a son, Joey, who's 43. He's been in the blind business for 23 years. And I have a sister-in-law who lives with us also, and we live in Spring Hill.
Yep. Now, I want to go back to something you just said, and that was that your wife, as of November 23rd, will be married for 45 years.
Yeah.
That is a very long time.
Yeah, I married her when she was 18.
Wow. What is the secret of that longevity and a happy marriage?
Happy wife, happy life.
There it is. Very good. So you said you do live in Spring Hill now. I believe you said you grew up in New Jersey. Is that right?
Yeah, I was born in Jersey City, North Jersey, Bergen County. And we lived in North Arlington. That's mm-hmm. where I went to high school.
Okay.
And then I went to college at Rutgers University in Newark.
Yep.
And from there, we eventually moved to Freehold.
Okay.
Freehold, New Jersey.
Okay.
And we lived there for a while. And from there, we went to... Bricktown.
Uh-huh.
And from Bricktown, then we moved to Florida. So, you know.
Down south of Boca Raton.
Yeah.
You grew up in an Italian family, I think you said, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which actually really kind of leads to what you're doing now and why you enjoy what you're doing now so much.
Exactly.
You got any funny stories, man, growing up in that family or growing up in New Jersey?
Well, you know, like I said, my family, especially my mom, was very meticulously clean. You could give it the dust fingers test anytime you want. She had plastic seat covers, of course, you know.
Absolutely.
I even had it in one of my first cars, plastic seat covers. The only problem with that was you'd slip.
Oh, yeah.
But very organized, and it transcended to me. So, you know, I love the beautification of everything, whether it be your personal habits or your car or your house or whatever.
Right.
So I was brought up the right way, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
From the old school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you moved down to Boca Raton, Florida. You lived there about 11 years?
11 years,
Before moving up here to Spring Hill. Mm-hmm. Now, what are some things you like to do? What do you do in your free time? We'll talk about some of your business and business history in a moment. What do you do in your spare time?
Well, we like motorcycles.
Okay.
We each have a motorcycle.
What kind, like big motorcycles?
Yeah, or? Harleys.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And we go boating.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I go to the gym 5 times a week.
Okay, very nice.
And I like car shows. I have a beautiful Corvette.
Yep.
So, you know, all the toys. Got to have the toys.
Yeah, sure.
And it keeps you going.
And with the motorcycle, what would you just like to ride around, to cruise around, go on long trips, those kind of things?
Well, I've had a back operation about 3 years ago, so I'm right now, in fact, I just bought myself a trike.
Okay.
And so I can go further on a trike than on a two-wheeler.
Is that a little easier to handle?
Yeah. So that's that. But we usually do it on Sunday mornings. We'll go cruising for a couple hours, mm-hmm. you know, have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, we're not an outlaw gang or anything like that. We just enjoy the motorcycle part of it. And living here in Spring Hills, where there's actually hills and mountains and everything else, it's great, as opposed to, let's say, Boca Raton or Fort Lauderdale, where it's strictly traffic.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I see signs on a regular basis, you know, watch out for motorcycles in particular. Do you find that when you're riding that that it's true, a lot of times they don't see you as a motorcyclist?
Well, that's the good thing about having a Harley. It's pretty loud. So you're going to hear me right behind you, next to you. But you're right. A lot of the people, I'm not saying they're the greatest drivers here in this area.
Yeah.
Or in South Florida, or even Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, that some people are just not cognizant
right.
of what they're doing. They're too busy on their phone or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
So that's why you always have to have all eyes out,
mm-hmm.
okay? And, you know, that's the only way to do it.
Now, you mentioned boating. Do you do much snorkeling, or you ever scuba dive or anything like that?
No, I just boat.
Okay.
When I lived in Jersey, I had several different boats.
Mm-hmm.
Including a 1956 Chris Craft, the old wooden one.
Yeah.
But I had a 41-foot, the Silverton. We used to do long trips. We used to go up to the Catskills, up to Hudson and everything. And when I moved down to Florida, it was so expensive to transport the boat down there that I sold it. I brought a center console down from Jersey.
Yeah.
But then we ended up buying another Sea Ray, 28-footer. But again, it's very, very expensive. So the best thing to do, is, which we ended up doing, is belong to a club. Couple of hundred bucks a month, that's it. You don't have any maintenance, anything. All you got to do is put the gas in it.
Nice.
So that's what we've done as far as the boating is concerned. And over here, pontoon boats are great.
Mm-hmm.
In Jersey, we'd never even think of a pontoon boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the ocean right there.
Yeah, right.
So boating is, I love boating. We love motorcycling. I love going to the gym, staying fit. That's very important as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Car shows,
yeah.
You know, it's just the very best.
Sure, absolutely. And so I did want to talk a little bit about, you know, your business background. You've actually had, I'd say, several different careers.
Yeah, I did. After I graduated college, I went to dental school for a year. I didn't like teeth, so I dropped out of that.
Yeah.
And I went into business with my uncle moving furniture, J&R Moving Vans.
Okay.
And we did that for 13 years until he had a heart attack. He's still alive, though. He's 90 years old.
Wow.
We sold the business and went to an employment agency, and they hooked me up with Liberty Mutual Insurance. And 30 years later, I worked for them for 30 years selling property casualty, life and everything. Mm-hmm. I was their number one agent 15 years in a row in the country.
Wow.
So that's quite an achievement, trust me.
So.
But I worked my tail off.
Yeah.
And
I believe you did some training there as well. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They trained you well, very well. But I used to give training classes.
Right.
They'd fly me to California from Jersey to give a class to 2,000 people.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that.
Well, people want to learn from the best. And you're the best, man. You
know? I made the Hall of Fame with Liberty Mutual after 5 years when the minimum was 10, but I made it in 5. There was only 2 of us that ever did that.
Wow.
So I'm pretty proud. You know, sure. I brag about it because I worked hard for it, you know. And then from there, they retired me because I was actually making too much money, and they hired 5 college kids. This is the truth. But thank God I had a good pension. That we still had good pensions back there. So, you know, I retired. We moved to Florida, and I was retired for about 12 weeks. I said to my wife, I'm getting tired. So I went to work with AT&T selling commercial phone lines, and I did that for 10 months, and I didn't like it that much. And I finally hooked up with another insurance broker. I became an independent agent.
And that's down in Boca Insurance or something?
Yeah, Boca Bay Insurance. I did that for 7 years. That's when I had my operation and retired for the second time.
And again, you mentioned, so you were in a moving company for a little while. So obviously that puts some stress on your back. So you played sports in school, you said?
Yeah.
And what kind of sports?
We played football, track.
Yeah.
Basketball.
So, you know, moving 30 years in the insurance business, you go down. You did another 7 years down there in the insurance company, and there was no motor vehicle accident or no, you know, particular slip and fall into that. It was just degeneration over time, right?
Yep, exactly.
But a pretty substantial surgery. 8 fusions, you said.
Well, let's put it this way: if you ever heard that commercial, if you have scoliosis, spinal stenosis, Well, I've had everything.
You got them all.
And I had to go to Miami to get the surgery, Jackson Memorial.
Uh-huh.
It was 11-hour operation, 10 levels. I have 2 titanium rods in my back and 22 screws. And it's life-altering, you know.
Yeah,
I can't even swim anymore because of my legs.
Yeah.
But, hey, I can walk 5 miles.
Yeah.
I'd be in a wheelchair if I had done that.
Yeah.
So that's why I retired from Boca Bay Insurance.
Yep.
3 years to recuperate.
Yep.
I learned how to walk all over again, and then we moved here.
And what is it that attracted you to Spring Hill?
Well, like I said, I have a friend that's in the reenactment, Civil War reenactments. He said, you got to come up here and you got to see it.
Yeah.
And I did, and I was enamored by it.
Now, real quick, I've never been to a Civil War reenactment. I actually didn't know there was one here, so that's interesting, and I definitely want to check that out. You said it's every January?
Yeah, it's in
and
January.
And it's a two-day event.
Yeah.
And what is it that they do exactly?
Well, you know, the North fights against the South.
Yeah.
Saturday one wins, Sunday the other one wins.
Okay, okay.
They got real horses and cannons, and they actually fall like they're dead. And
how many people are we talking? Involved in the reenactment?
I would say
Are these folks that come from all over the place, or just folks that are local?
No. Okay. They come from all over the place.
Okay.
And they're in character for those 2 days. They dress in character. They pitch their tents. They cook outside. Even if you walk by and you talk to them, they talk in character. It's incredible. Even the kids do that.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. I never saw anything like that. And great food and a lot of good souvenirs.
And that's up in Brooksville, you said, right?
Yeah, okay. Right on 50. It's $12 for admission, the best $12 you're going
to
spend. Right.
Definitely want to check that out in January. Yeah. And then, so you decided to move up this way.
Mm-hmm.
And around that time, I believe your son, Joey, started working for Custom Discount Blinds, right?
Right, he was the installer.
Yep.
He had been in the business, like I said, at that point in time, around 21 years.
Okay.
And it's funny how we got a job there. I needed vertical blinds in my new house, so I went over there to Custom Discount Blinds on Deltona Boulevard, uh-huh. and I was talking to the owner, and he ordered them for me, and I said, I just moved up, blah, blah. And I said, my son is in the business of blinds and stuff. Oh, really? So short of that. He eventually hired my son because he was looking for a job.
Right.
Turned out to be terrific. Everybody loved him. He's got a great great personality.
Sure.
So now the owner wants to sell his business. Okay? So we decided to buy it. Mm-hmm. He was really looking for the right family. That was his baby, and he wanted to make sure that it.
Because they've been here now 33 years, right?
Yeah, we're in 33rd year. So if it's not broke, don't fix it. So I left everything alone. Same crew and everything. Our office help is the best. Her name is Lisa Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
She's the best. And she knows everything there is to know. And we have our decorator, estimator, Melissa, mm-hmm. okay? And we go out and we do free installations and free estimates, too.
Yeah.
So, and they're both terrific as far as advice mm-hmm. on what to do.
Yeah.
My son, he is the best installer. Is quick, efficient, stands behind the product. So that's we got into that. And we're enjoying it.
Yeah.
And the good thing about it is this. I am the marketer, mm-hmm. okay? My son is basically knows from A to Z. He does everything.
Yeah.
And my wife, she's had 3 different businesses in her lifetime, so she takes care of the financial end of it.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, the chore is embarked on 3 different people, not all in one.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it a little easier and makes it more fun.
Yeah, no, I like that. And you had mentioned earlier, you know, kind of beautifying homes, the whole beautification process is one of the things that you get to do really day in, day out now.
Yeah.
So I imagine you got a lot of before and after pictures just absolutely transformed the inside of homes, right?
Absolutely.
Now, there's something you said before we started recording. You mentioned you're moving into like hurricane shutters.
Yes.
Yeah? So talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so, you know, we offer all kinds of window treatments, interiorly speaking, okay, from blinds, horizontals, verticals. Articles, shutters, drapes. We even do bedspreads.
Okay.
So we figured, you know, let's expand to the outside because a lot of people want hurricane shutters. So we're just starting that now. I got a great manufacturer. Okay. And but probably within the next month or so, we'll be soliciting them. And we have a couple of examples in our showroom. We have a showroom right on Deltona Boulevard.
Yep.
You can come and visit anytime you want, 3461 Deltona Boulevard, and you'll see all basic our all our products. So, and it's nice for people to come in and look and they can see and they can throw it around and stuff like that, rather than just hearing it on the radio or looking at a book, you know.
Yeah, so, sure. You know, absolutely. And so what I wanted to do real quick, so you purchased Custom Discount Blinds about when?
We purchased it August of 2018.
So around that time, you again, you mentioned the back problem. So you found a chiropractor up here, Dr. Sam Robinson.
Yeah.
And you were in for a treatment. Dr. Sam said, hey, why don't you come check out this group that I'm a part of?
Yeah, why don't you come check out BNI? I never knew what BNI was.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was like, 67 years old? Uh-huh. I never heard of BNI.
Yeah.
All the selling that I thought I did great. Yeah. So
yeah. So again, I did want to reiterate that. So, you know, 30 plus years, again, tops of your, in your, of your craft there, in sales, but never really did much as far as networking. Right.
Right.
As you get here, not really right. too sure about that.
Never taught us that.
You get into, to be now, you come, you visit the chapter. What were your first thoughts?
I was overwhelmed yeah. the first day because they were talking terminology I'd never heard yeah. about yet, you know, but I said, I was committed. I yeah. said, I'm going to learn this stuff.
What was it? What was it about the group? Because, you know, again, I think some folks come into a meeting like that and they do get overwhelmed. Like, I don't want anything to do with that. What was it that instead of you saying, I don't want anything to do with it, decided, no, I'm going to dig in. I'm all in here. I want to be a part of this. What was it that kind of attracted
well,
you?
Well, that's just my personality. You know, I don't give up, fall down to get back up.
Yeah.
The thing that was really good about it is that all the people that surrounded me, taught me everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I was very lucky. One-to-ones,
yep.
that's where you talk to another referral person mm-hmm. and you get to know them personally and everything. That's the key.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you know, that's, it's again, the old saying that, you know, visibility, credibility, profitability
sure,
it was
yeah.
so important. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I had a lot of good teachers. I took all the courses. I got the E-squared and stuff. And I really started understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I like impart, giving it out to other people, other
yeah.
members.
Yeah,
that we
absolutely.
Have. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
And I believe you've actually invited some folks who have joined. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. So you definitely, it works. I believe you have some success, a specific success story for your business over the last year or so, last 12 months. You've actually seen an increase in business?
Oh, yeah.
In sales?
From BNI, I think we probably increased our gross income by 15%.
That's pretty
which
amazing.
Is quite a bit.
Yeah, right? That's pretty amazing.
Okay. And again, just from referrals, I was in BNI. 2 weeks, I got my first referral from Shireen,
mm-hmm.
who's the painter in our
yep.
group. And we did the whole house
yep.
that she had painted. We did all the window treatments.
Yeah.
And from there on, it was a go,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned a moment ago, you know, again, you were all in. You did the E-squared training for those that are not in the BNI world or maybe new members to BNI. E-squared is basically five separate training courses that teach you different, you know, exactly how to do, what is a referral, how to pass referrals, how do you generate referrals. You have one-to-ones, you have power teams, so on and so forth. I did want to mention for a moment, and you've done all those, right?
Yeah,
you're now E-squared. And so, again, like you said, more visibility because of being E-squared, you certainly have that. And now you've gained some credibility as well,
mm-hmm.
Which, as Ralph's already mentioned, has led to additional profitability, you know, already. And you've been in since September of last year, it's about 14 months
yeah,
or so,
about
right?
14, 15 months. Yeah.
And so not too long ago, you actually started a power team, a home services power team, right?
Right.
You were part of that group. What is it? What is a power team, first of all?
Well, a power team is a group of people within BNI that you have a sphere of influence with very closely. Ours happens to be the house,
mm-hmm.
whether it's above the house, in mm-hmm. the house, or under the house.
Yeah.
So all the business people that are related to that
yeah.
are in our group.
Mm-hmm.
For example, irrigation
yeah.
Or pesticide
mm-hmm.
or landscaping.
Yeah.
Okay. Us, the windows inside,
yeah. Yeah.
flooring, cabinets, kitchens,
yeah.
Underneath the ground, plumbing. I mean, roofers on top. So there's a lot of people that we can refer each other
mm-hmm.
to. Especially to new homeowners
yeah.
or people that buy used homes,
yeah.
okay, and they need this, this, and that. For example, about 4 months ago, we had a new neighbor moved in next door to us, and I was able to recommend 6 or 7 of our people in our
yeah.
group just for
that,
because they want this change, they want that.
And yeah.
this. And that begets more referrals.
Yeah.
So that the more you refer, the more you're going to get, you know.
And so, again, for those maybe new members or those who are outside the BNI world that may be listening, so once a week, the BNI group, your BNI chapter meets mm-hmm. for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 7:15 to 7:30 is open networking. 7:30 in our particular chapter, 7:30 to 9 is the meeting. Very, very structured. We have an agenda that we follow. The power team, if you're a part of a power team, in particular your power team, the home services power team, y'all meet every other week, is that right?
Right, every other Friday.
And you have an hour-long meeting?
Yep, 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m.
And again, very structured agenda. In
very
particular,
structured.
There's 3 sections that everybody goes through.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, the first 10 minutes is open networking, just
okay.
like at the BNI.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we get into I have. And that's where each and every one of us brags a little bit about what they've done in the past 2
yep.
weeks. I've done this.
For
I've
the
done
power
that.
Team, right? Yeah,
for themselves
okay,
and
okay.
the power team.
I got you,
okay?
I got you.
Then the second round, it's I need. Just
okay.
like in BNI, I need a good referral this week would be blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
I need. And then the last one is I will. You're making a commitment, accountability to the people in our group. I'm going to look, I'm going to give a review to you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to look for people for you. You know, so I will. So this, and those are the three things that we basically do, plus the networking. And we have a spotlight too.
Yeah.
Well, 3 minute spotlight, each and one of us every other week gets up, tells us about their business for 3 minutes. And it's a question and answer, Q&A too.
Yeah.
So that works out really well too.
Yeah. And what you have, there's different chairs within the group or different leadership positions.
Yes.
One of them is accountability, right?
Yeah, there's five chairs, I believe. There's one, I'm on the accountability.
Okay.
I take the attendance.
And when we were getting started here, before we started recording, you had mentioned specifically the accountability chair. And I think accountability is something that's super important in BNI in general, if you're in a power team. But that I will section is designed for accountability, right?
Exactly.
Hey, I'm going to say I'm going to do this. Now we're going to hold you accountable.
Exactly. Right?
And you want that from your referral partners.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So why would a member of our chapter or any chapter want to be a part of a power team?
Because it's a closer circle of influence. You're dealing with people that are related to you that you could refer more easily. Okay. With us, it's the homeowner, you know, we have all these members that we refer each other to, and it's very structured.
Yeah.
So if you're a member, in fact, for example, we have three or four lawyers in our big BNI, and they basically have a power team where if they can't do help, they'll send it to another lawyer, this or that, you know, within the team.
Yeah.
We also have a health, power team and our big BNI group, you know, the massage person, the chiropractor, the health, gymnast and stuff like that. Yep. So again, all those professions are linked together more symbiotically, if you will.
They're dealing with the same clientele.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I would suggest anyone that's not in a power team that you can see in your group, your referral group, you can refer more easily. It's in the same line of substance as yours.
Yeah.
It's a possibility to form.
And I wanted to mention in particular an idea that y'all have actually done or getting ready to do that other power teams may consider, and that is direct mail. So you have the rack cards, and so you know you're in houses every day, and every time you're in a house, you're giving out these cards that has everybody on the group, right, or the 14 members. In addition to that, though, you're getting ready to do a targeted mailing, right?
Correct.
Talk about that.
Okay. So we're doing a direct mailing in Sugar Mill. That's a complex I think it's
up in Citrus County.
Yeah,
right?
Citrus County, and 4,500 homes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 14 of us are going to be on this particular pamphlet.
Yep.
And it costs like $2,300, but if you divide it amongst the 14 people, it's like $166 a person.
Yep.
But it's a mailing that goes to each and every homeowner.
Now, let me ask you this. What is it that y'all have done that's different than maybe some mailers to try to prevent them from taking that out of the mailbox, put it in the trash?
Okay. So we had a terrific thought. How about if we put a calendar in the pamphlet from, let's say, December to August?
Yeah.
People are more apt to keep that to see what's going on in February, March, April. Meanwhile, they still have our cards in there.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? If they didn't have that, they might just throw it away because there was no immediate interest in any of us on the card.
Right.
But over a course of months and months, people develop needs and, let me look at my card and my mailing. And it works out really good.
So you have events, local events that folks can go to, you know, for the next several months. Mm-hmm. And then that's one way to have them keep it, whether on the refrigerator, in the purse or whatever.
Yeah.
That way to keep you kind of top of mind. Hey, you know what? I do have this or I do need that.
Exactly.
And they give you a call and you can go from there.
Exactly.
Now that's great. I love that. Now, in particular, okay, you know, you have this targeted mailing. Who is your ideal client? Custom discount blinds, who's your ideal client?
Well, probably a new home buyer, okay, or a person who is, buying a used home that needs a little refurbishing. Or how about somebody that just puts an addition onto their existing home or renovates their home, okay? These are all cases where people could use our window treatments,
okay?
They paint the interior of their bedroom. Oh, you know what? Let's change up the window treatments. Instead of having horizontal blinds, let's put beautiful shutters in, okay?
Yeah.
And or they'll say, hey, how about some really beautiful drapes? And we have all kinds of materials and patterns to pick from. So if we even do drapes. We have two sewers that do the drapes.
Wow.
So if you have a drape and you say, yeah, now I need a bedspread, we do the bedspread too, to match.
Yeah.
So it's those are the best people that the homeowners, or even business people, We have people that have restaurants and gyms. We do libraries. We do a lot of commercial.
Yeah.
We did the wellness center on Route 19 in Spring Hill, right behind Steak and Shake. It consists of three big, beautiful buildings.
Yep.
Dr. Singh is one of the owners. And we put in motorized solar shades. They're gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
So what that does is it protects the interior from heat, lowers your electric bill, and they're gorgeous. And they're roll-ups. In other words, when they hit the power cord to go up, they roll up into a cylindrical thing that you can't even see. So they're out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
You know? So,
I think you may have already answered this question throughout this this episode, but let me ask you this. What is it, in your opinion, that sets Custom Discount Blinds apart from maybe your competitors?
That's a great question. First of all, we have a showroom. A lot of people don't have showrooms. They either work out of their house or their truck or whatever. We have a showroom, so that gives a nice display to people to look at. That's number one. Number two, it is a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
If you buy blinds or any kind of window treatments, let's say from Lowe's or Home Depot or any box store, you know, then they give you a list of people that could install it.
Yeah.
They don't do the installation, okay? And then if you have a problem, who do you go to? Do you go to Lowe's? Do you go to the installer? Do you go to the manufacturer? With us, it's a one-stop shop. We're responsible for everything. We come in and do a free estimate. We install free, okay? It's all-inclusive. They're all custom made. Everything is custom made.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody comes in and says, "Hey, I got a measurement," I always tell them, "Let you make sure that measurement is correct, because if we order that window treatment, it doesn't fit. It's not our fault." And I further say, "Let us come out. It doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
There's no obligation.
Yeah,
let's do it the right way."
Sure.
So that's what makes us different. Plus the fact our prices are very, very competitive, and we give out discounts, first responders to the veterans, and all my BNI members. All BNI members, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, if somebody's listening and they say, "You know what, I do have a need for your services," how is it that, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, we're open every day of Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. We're at 3461 Deltona Boulevard. You can either visit us and see our showroom. You can give us a call. At 352-686-8978. Our manager, Lisa, will answer the phone. So there's various ways, you know, to get a hold of us. And and we're very accommodating.
So just in concluding this particular episode, I got a few rapid-fire questions for you, okay?
Okay.
Number one, I know you do a lot of CEUs, right? You listen to a lot of podcasts. Is there a particular podcast that you listen to on a regular basis?
Well, I listen to Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI.
Yep.
And I like all his podcasts are excellent. Sometimes they're so good that there's repeats of them, okay?
Yeah.
But he gets into depth as far as what one-to-ones are and how it can help you in the referral business.
Yeah.
What is a referral?
Mm-hmm.
You know, every aspect. What's a CEU?
Yep.
Chapter Education Unit. And it teaches you, okay? And you don't listen to it once. You can listen to it six times.
Yeah.
Because every time you listen to it, you know, you get
something else.
You're picking up something else.
So if somebody's listening and they're like, "Man, you know, mention all the lingo and I don't understand the terminology," if you were to go and check out the BNI podcast with Ivan Meisner, there's probably an episode on anything that we've discussed
today. Anything we've discussed.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's now 34 years, I believe. He started that in 85, so figure it out.
Yeah.
34 years.
Long time. Now, what is the most important networking trait or networking secret that maybe you wish you had known when you were younger?
It would be establishing terrific referrals by establishing relationships with my clients more closely.
Okay.
You know, when sitting at the kitchen table and you're selling a homeowners and auto insurance, instead of after you sell it, walking out the door, you could literally turn around to them and say, "Hey, do you know maybe three other people that might be interested?"
Right.
That's what I would do now.
Right.
See what
I'm
saying?
Right. Absolutely.
So if they give you three, if you get one, you're ahead of the game.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
But
seeing your clientele as potential referral sources or partners.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, if you do a good job, I mean, they're going to want you to come back and they're going to want to tell others, you know, about
that's
you as
it.
Well. But they don't always think about it. That's why
right.
it's important to just
that's
mention
why,
that to them.
That's why in the sales game, okay, and Liberty Mutual teaches the salespeople very good.
Mm-hmm.
6 months strong, okay? Mm-hmm. But nobody ever really teaches you about referrals. And that's the name of the game. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. And then finally, what is the most profound piece of advice you've ever been given?
Try to be number one, work real hard, and you fall down, get back up. That's the whole game. Nobody's going to be perfect. Somebody's going to stay up. When you fall down, you learn.
Yep.
If you learn something from that and you get back up on your feet, more power to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And put the time in. And you'll get what you want.
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And what I'd like to, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to actually close this episode with the custom discount blind tagline. Let's hear it.
We say, we hang them low, we hang them high, big or small, we cover it all. At Custom Discount Blinds, it's a one-stop shop for all your window treatment needs.
Ralph Colello, thanks so much for joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!